Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. You know, we always talk about on this program the importance of using our own individual power for good, and our next guest is a great example of someone who's doing that. Recording artist Locke is back on our program today to talk to us not only about his love of music, but how he's been able to use the power of music to literally change the world. You guys will also see how he addresses the issue of bullying in his new single, Laugh at My Pain. You guys be hearing that a little bit later, as well as finding out how you can stay in contact with Locke as well. Locke, hello to you, and welcome back to the show, man.
Thank you for having me, man. I'm glad to be back. I appreciate being able to use this platform once again, and how are you today?
Hey, man, doing really good. Well, you know, a great message in this single we're going to be listening to a little bit later, Laugh at My Pain, so we'll get to that here in a moment. But I want to talk about the power of music because, you know, just like anything else, and we were talking about it earlier in the hour with our previous guest, you know, we all have this power, and it's really up to us about the decision how we choose to use that individual power. When did you first realize the power that you had to share a message through music?
Well, I mean, I'm constantly getting that point clear, you know what I mean? Because as an artist, I think it first starts with what you want to create and believing in yourself and your own capability and putting out music that you like. And then after that, it's really, you know, wondering if people are going to accept it, you know what I'm saying, and if people are going to like it and if people are going to gravitate to it. So, you know, as an artist that's still, you know, stamping my foot in the game, I'm still going through the process of understanding that, you know, this is important and that people really like it, you know, and that people are gravitating to it. And I hope that can continue to happen, you know, so the company can have more success and we can continue to put this kind of music out. But, you know, it's for me, it's definitely an ongoing process, you know what I mean? And I feel until you reach a certain plateau that it should be an ongoing process, you know what I mean?
Right.
I have to be humbled and just understand that, you know, we have a ways to go. But I do appreciate the love that has already been shown.
Well, you know, you bring up a really good point because it is a business. I mean, you are a part of a business. You're, you know, the founder of Smart Music Entertainment. So there's that to look at. You know, there are people who, you know, will look at life. They will look at things going on in their lives, Locke, and say, well, you know what? I can either do what I believe in or do what I believe is going to make me money or garner me the attention, the fame, the celebrity, and all of that stuff. How did you get to a place in your life where a message was more important than all of the trappings that can come with success and fame?
Well, one of the first things was, you know, hearing the question, where am I going to need this information from high school students, you know, hearing how popular that was. You know, as you started to hear it all the time, you know what I mean, how people were saying, you know, where am I going to need this information? And it's almost like the high school students were saying, why do I need to learn things in high school? And, you know, to me, that was such a ridiculous question that it was just time to do something, to put something out there. And that's why the purpose of Smart Music Entertainment is to promote the importance of education and, you know, to promote the importance of the issues that we bring up. But it was, you know, it was around that time. And I would say, you know, this was, you know, I've always involved myself with kids and community service and being a minority mentor and things of that nature. But, you know, when that question really started, I just started to hear it all over. It was like, nah, we got to do something about this. And 6 years ago, we formed Smart Music Entertainment.
Yeah. And did you find that because, you know, a lot of times when you're walking a path that is not, you know, I won't say it's not popular, but at least not promoted, because you notice, like I know, bad news travels a lot faster, and music that is not as upbuilding and empowering definitely seems to get sometimes more attention than that does, you know, seem to be more positive and upbuilding. Did you find that one of the comforting things along this journey, Locke, is that there were other people who wanted exactly what you were providing?
Well, yeah, you know, there's a couple things, you know what I mean? Number one, I think good music, no matter what kind of message you're putting out there, you know, if you have the capability of creating a universal sound, then it's just a matter of your hustle and your circumstances. So, you know, I definitely don't want to just say, you know, negative music travels a lot farther, you know what I mean? I really think that people if you put, you know, Happy is by Pharrell Williams. There's nothing negative about that. And that's like one of the biggest songs ever. You know what I mean? So I really feel like, you know, if you have the capability to just put out, you know, a particular kind of sound, then that's what matters the most.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I think that's what travels, you know, farther.
So does that put more more attention for you, especially when it comes to what you are developing through Smart Music Entertainment, to make sure that you're not only being able to share a message, but making it in a sense where it can be reaching the larger audience?
You know, I mean, you have to, as an artist, you got to trust your gut, you know what I mean? Because, and I say that because you can't really rely on outside sources to influence what you're going to create and what you're going to come up with. Because once you start doing that, then you have the imitation sound and you sound like everybody else. You know, I think what makes particular artists stand out is that they have their own sound. So with Smart Music Entertainment, we have our own sound. I'm not following a trend. I'm not, you know, trying to sound like everything. We are strictly in our own lane and focusing on making music that we believe is hot. And so for me, you know, it's not really the outside influences or the pressure. You know, it's really feeling comfortable about the music that I'm making and then, you know, having the hustle come in to push it out there.
Right.
But, you know, it's really more about the art, what's on the inside of the artist, and trying to stay true to yourself, stay true to your sound, and paint that particular picture. Once you step outside of that, then it becomes something different. Then there's, you know, you might be motivated by money, you might be motivated by jewelry or, you know, whatever materialistic things, you know what I mean? Then that gets into the picture. And to me, that takes away from, you know, artists.
Right. Exactly. Totally agree with that. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with recording artist Locke. We're talking to him not only about what he's building with Smart Music Entertainment, but also, of course, what he's been able to do with his own voice in the world of music and being able to share important messages that are not only a building but also empowering as well. That takes us right back to this single that has to do with bullying. And you know, what I thought was so great when I was listening to it when I was prepping for the segment, Locke, is that you make bullying sound like exactly what it is, and that is a disease, you know, something that can target you no matter where you're from, what you look like, you know, where you are in your life, no matter if you're in the comfort of your own home or at work, at school. You know, is that kind of the attitude that you had about it as you were writing this song, Laugh at My Pain?
I wanted to paint both sides of the picture, you know what I mean? So I wanted to tell my personal experience about bullying and then also just give the broad picture, you know, so that you can see, so that you can hear from the perspective of a bully and then you can hear it from the perspective of a person that got bullied, because bullying is so universal and it happens on so many levels, from, you know what I mean, a kindergartner to a person that's grown and in the workplace. You know, it's just a very universal thing. And even though we want to address bullying from a high school and a college perspective, you know, it's still a very universal message. So I just kind of wanted to not limit what we were talking about to something specific, you know, but really just paint a broader picture of what bullying can be about.
Exactly. Well, I think you've definitely been able to achieve that. Here is Laugh at My Pain by Locke. You all stay with us. We'll be back with more of our conversation with him right after this.
I ain't had much coming up, pinning from a town with a left fly. Everybody dug out, sleeping on the couch, shit a pillow with a roach in them shorts. So the jokes came, everybody bugged out. No gear, might have looked weird, cause I had new kicks. Mom had a fetish for the shoot game, but I never had lunch money, so the stomach rubber lens had to play it off like it was a new pain. I ain't get a pass, everybody laughed, turned red, I was so humiliated. Turned pain into strength, any tact, any clown with a joke, like what you say, kid? Now the fight game's up, and I'm looking for anybody doing worse. And I put it in a verse, I ain't want another feeling pain. It was more about making sure another person shared my hurt. hurts. Bullying is addictive when it comes easy to you. You be attacking whoever looking the weakest to you. You rather dish it than take it cause you can't handle that. You was the person everyone used to be laughing at. Picking on kids, never good, never should. You should win a bully, anybody be a better look. Try to laugh with, instead of laugh at. Try to motivate, instead of hate. Give a smile and a bigger push. On the right path, everything come around is karma. Better have your heart right. Don't bully him, cause the bully is a punk trying to run from the pain of his own fright.
You don't wanna have to feel the pain of being bullied.
Don't be a bully and have karma come and deal with you. And have you feeling empowered to come and handle you.
You don't wanna feel the pain of being bullied.
Don't be a bully and have karma come and deal with you.
You feel the turn around because it's all there.
And have you feeling empowered to come and handle you.
Words are powerful, they often get misused for hate. No matter the source, insults cut deeper than you please to take. Whether it be physical or cyber, son, it's all the same. People feel like taking their own lives to remove all the pain. No matter the age, you could be grown or young as 5 or 6. Careful, cause there's many different levels bullying exists. Whether it's a campus, a playground, or work environment. Whether it's your gender, your size, money, your influence. Consequences are real. You could end up in the middle of a case. Not being considerate could end up as a criminal mistake. Cause the victim might just be plotting on a retaliation. And ain't no fair, which is crazy how many lives we wasting. Some attack, some are hide, some are run. Some are get help, some are get a knife or a gun. Motivation of a bully, some are need none. Others is pain, others is fun. Either way, family, it shouldn't be. You should uplift me, dawg. But why you laughing at me?
You don't wanna feel the pain of being bullied.
Don't be a bully and have karma come and deal with you.
You feel the power, turn around and be like.
And have you feeling empowered to come and handle you.
You don't wanna feel the pain of being bullied.
Don't be a bully and have karma come and deal with you.
You feel the power, turn around because it's all in.
That was Lockwood laughing at my pain right here on Conversations Live. We're actually speaking with the man himself today, not only about the journey of music, being able to create music that he loves, but also, of course, being able to find other people enjoying it as well. So what does that feel like for you, Lock, when you're able to do something that you, you know, feel strongly about, as you said, as an artist, and then to have people respond to it? How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel like I'm on the right path, you know what I mean? And it's definitely something that I enjoy. I don't want to get, you know, I don't allow myself. We have a goal here at Smart Music Entertainment. You know, I mean, we definitely have goals that we set. So I don't get caught up in what's happening now, but it is reassuring to know that the things that we're doing are being received very well. And it just lets us know that, you know, we just have to work harder, but we're definitely on the right path, and it's gratifying.
Right. Well, I think that is a thing. And, you know, I think the other part of this, too, is not only are you doing what you love, Locke, but then to know that you're able to inspire others. You know, I think one of the biggest, you know, gifts any of us can be is to allow other people to see what's possible for them. Is that what you hope that you're able to do, as well as what Smart Music Entertainment is able to do, is to show people what's possible for them?
Definitely. You know what I mean? By being an example, by you know, formulating the company and doing the things that we do and keeping things on a professional level. We definitely want to be an example to those that want to be entrepreneurs, that want to start their own business, you know what I mean, that believe that they can do it. You know, we provide a format just with our level of professionalism. We provide a format just with our level of quality when you listen to the music and the time that it takes to write the lyrics and, you know, prepare the information. And, you know, everything that comes along with being an entrepreneur and starting your own business. You know, hopefully when people do business with us or they're just looking in from the outside, that we can just, you know, not only provide a model but be a source of inspiration that they can say, you know, at least that's a format that they can emulate in order to get their thing going.
Right, exactly. Well, I think you're definitely accomplishing that. Again, everyone, recording artist Locke has been our guest. Also, he's the founder of Smart Music Entertainment. We've been talking about it. Really talking about not only his own journey in music, but what it's been like for him to create music that he loves and feel passionately about, and then, of course, to be able to share that with others. The other layer to this, before we let people know how to stay in contact with you, Locke, is social media. You've been very active on that, recently sharing an event that you were able to do. You know, what when you kind of reflect on it, I mean, you know, how inspiring is it for you? I mean, as you look at what you've already accomplished, what is due to accomplish, what does that do for you to be able to look at what you've been able to do already in the community and in the world and to knowing what's to come for you?
Reassuring. You know what I mean? It's definitely reassuring. You know what I mean? But for me, you know, I just know that we have goals. I know that there's places that we want to go. I know that we have to reach a certain level of success so that we can continue to do this. You know what I mean? Without having a certain level of success, we won't be able to always put out the music that we want to do. So I'm stuck in that mind frame. Like, even though it's great and even though we're being well received and even though people love it, until we get to a particular goal that we'd like to get to, I'm in grind mode. So it's like I enjoy it, but I don't enjoy it. You know what I mean? I'm not. We're not comfortable right now. You know, I mean, we're comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Life is good. But, you know, just from the grind of building this company, you know, we're not complacent. We're not like, oh, man, people love the music. This is great. You know what I'm saying? We got the foot on the gas.
Right.
So for me, even though I enjoy it, you know what I mean, it's still like, you know, I'm in grind mode.
Right.
Definitely in grind mode.
And I think that's what we should always stay in. I think that's the thing. I actually like the fact what you said about, you know, not being comfortable, because I think when you get comfortable, that's when you kind of slow down and you lose sight of what's possible. So I think, you know, to always be moving forward, I think is definitely the way to be. Locke, how can our listeners stay stack with you and all the great things that are going on for you?
Okay, they can go to the website, which is www.smart-hiphop.com. They can always email me at lock@smart-hiphop.com, and you spell lock, L-A-K. We have videos on YouTube at Smart Hip Hop Music. We're on Twitter at Smart Hip Hop. We're on Facebook at Smart Music Entertainment. We're on Instagram at Smart Hip Hop. The album Lesson 1, Hip Hop and Education, is available on Amazon and iTunes. Once again, the website is www.smart-hiphop.com. And, you know, that's where they can find out everything. Hear the new music, get Lesson 1, the album, contact us. You know, we're here.
All right. So make sure you guys are staying in contact with Locke and Locke, man. Continued success to you, man, and it goes without saying. You're welcome back here anytime. I'd love to stay in contact with you.
Thank you, brother, and I appreciate using your platform, man. You definitely provide a voice for the voiceless, man, so keep doing your thing.
Man, I appreciate that, and we appreciate all of you for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. Now, if you came in late and missed part of the conversation with Locke, don't worry. Thanks to our friends at blogtalkradio.com, you guys can catch the podcast of this anytime, about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.